Peter and John were released by the Jewish authorities after having been severely threatened and forbidden to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. When they left the Sanhedrin, they went to their own people and told them what the chief priests and elders had said. Then the believers prayed. Sovereign Lord, they said, Creator of all things, you announced through our father David that the rulers of the earth would gather together against the Lord and his anointed one, and indeed they conspired against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. Now, Lord, consider their threats, and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness, and grant that wonders and miracles may be performed through the name of Jesus. God answered this prayer, and the place where they were meeting was shaken. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. All the believers were one in heart and mind, sharing everything they had. There were no needy people among them, as those who owned lands or houses sold them and put the money from the sales at the apostles' feet. Then it was distributed to those in need. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned and brought the money to the apostles. All the believers lived in unity, and the apostles continued to announce the Lord Jesus with great power, and much grace was upon them all. Now there was a man named Ananias in the assembly. He and his wife Sapphira sold a piece of property. With his wife's knowledge and consent, he kept back part of the price for himself, but brought the rest and laid it at the apostles' feet. Keeping back some of the money was not in itself a sin, as no one was forced to sell or give anything. But Ananias and Sapphira acted deceitfully in this matter, so as to appear as well-intentioned and unselfish as everyone else. Having sold the property and kept back part of the money, they gave the rest as though they were giving the full price they had received, and Peter was made aware of this by the Holy Spirit. These early believers were living in times of special grace. The Lord had abundantly poured out his Spirit of love, unity, and truth upon them all, and the whole assembly lived in the fullness and the joy of this blessed unction. God was glorified by the great miracles and the powerful preaching of the apostles, and by the holy and consecrated lives of the community of believers. And now two of its members had agreed to cheat and to lie, and in so doing they showed contempt for the gift of God. The couple's duplicity and hypocrisy were at once exposed and severely punished. Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Before you sold the property, it belonged to you, and after you sold it, the money was yours. Why then did you decide in your heart that you would do such a thing? You have not lied to men, but to God. When Ananias heard this, he fell down dead, and all who knew about it were filled with fear. The young men came in, wrapped up his body, carried him out, and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked her, Tell me, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land? Yes, she lied. That is the price. Then Peter said to her, How could you and your husband agree to test the Spirit of the Lord? The feet of the men who buried Ananias are at the door right now, and they will carry you out also. Then Sapphira fell down at his feet and died. The young men came in, saw that she was dead, and carried her out to bury her beside her husband. The whole church and all who heard about this were filled with great fear. Next episode, the apostles arrested for the second time.